This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Wow, March is almost done. We love these beautiful March months because the flowers are out in the western United States. It's beautiful. And I am in a happy, wonderful mood. Myself and Cal Hunter are here. We are the Lone Rangers today, and we're absolutely fine with that, Cal, because you know what? Sometimes my co-hosts are a little wimpy.
I mean, let's tell it like it is. There are times when the manly men have to stand up and be manly men.
Yes, so Todd's little back is hurting, and I sent him an emoji of a little cat scratching the other cat's back and says his back's hurting. I know what he did. You know what he did. What happened?
Something
is,
way too athletic.
No, that's true. He was up there. I think he was doing a baseball game. He sat in those old, you know, fold-up chairs
as
at a baseball.
As opposed to the luxurious airline-type seating.
Yes.
We have first-class-type airline seating here. The only thing missing are the warm towels for the face. Have you ever had those? Those are awesome.
And the mixed nuts that are warm. Well, I'm here. Denise is gone. Todd's gone. We're going to have a good time, Cal. All I got to say is my foot's hurting. You know what happened today? The other day?
Your foot is hurting?
Yeah, let me tell you what happened, Cal. This irritates me. Sometimes this really happens. So, of course, you and I, being the fellers we are,
we're men.
We don't care about a lot of things. Yeah. I mean, like the house.
Yeah.
I'm completely happy with my house.
I've delegated the house to my lovely bride, saying, just take care of it. Let me know if you need something.
I didn't say that, because then the problem is something's going to happen.
No, but she would say, I need a new house, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So here's where I'm getting at, is my wife wants to do some floors in our kitchen.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh.
You have lovely floors in your kitchen.
Of course I do.
Can I have the old ones?
it's 22 years old, but it looks like it's 10 years old, 2 years old. But I get it. She wants to change the colors but the kitchen's not super big, so it's not that much. I'm like, that's okay. So, of course, they have to, you know, bring 500 different samples, and this sample and that sample, lay everyone out, and then put them all back. And then I'm glad she doesn't listen to my show. She doesn't like my show. So,
do you know
so
what the big trends
out.
Are in colors now?
I just heard this yesterday.
I was listening, and that is the bright colors of yellow and blue.
Oh,
bright colors. People are trying to come out of COVID like they did in the Depression.
Oh.
Remember in the Depression? You don't remember. I don't either.
The 70s are coming back.
Yeah, the 70s or the post-war 40s, where everybody's having everything bright, you know, and I'm thinking, enough already. I don't need everything I see to make me have to squint. Just stop it.
So she has me go out to her SUV, and she hands me the flooring samples.
Not like a little one that's about six inches
long. It's got to be the 6-foot flooring samples, right?
And so in other words, like a tile kind of a thing.
No, she's doing wood.
Oh, okay.
So it's the slab.
I got it. So.
And then they're all ready for this, Cal?
I'm ready.
They're all different sizes. It's not like you can get them all the same size.
No.
There's 6-foot one and a 4-foot one and 3-foot one and a 7-foot one.
This is too logical.
She's handed it to me, and you should have seen it. If it was on a video, this would have been like gone viral. And I'm like kind of juggling all of them, and one's going up. You know how that happens because they're not perfect. One's going up, one's going down, the other one's and the whole thing just started just tumbling. And I was walking in my bare feet.
Oh no!
Bam, bam, bam! Hit my right foot, and next thing I know, I was like, "Oh,
that would have been TikTok gold, Fred."
I know what's amazing. It's amazing. My wife's like, "Oh, okay, you need some?" No, I got it. In other words, she just played it off. Next thing I know, put my foot up, and it's bleeding and it's swollen, and I'm like, "See?" She goes,
"They never take you seriously."
I know they don't, but at least she got to lay it all out and look at all of these samples. And guess what happened after that, Cal?
She didn't like any of them.
Nah, let's take them all back. What the heck is going on?
I could see that coming a mile away.
Oh, you could call us at 855 Law Radio. This is Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Cal Hunter, my producer. Remember, we are talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We are not giving legal advice. The 855 Law Radio is actually 855-529-7234. What we're excited about today also, other than the beautiful flowers and the beautiful day it is, as usual.
Isn't it wonderful? That's
we have a new affiliate.
We do.
I'm excited about it. It's KBRA. I'm glad the people are not here. My co-host, because KBRA.
The station that lifts and supports. I'm sorry.
Stop.
It was too easy. Come on.
I'm excited for them. KBRA, 95.9 FM, Freer, Texas. I don't know where Freer, Texas is. F-R-E-E-R, Texas. Now, a lot of times the affiliates, when they say Freer or a town, they think, oh, that's just a small town. Well, that's just where the main headquarters are. Usually it spreads out, Cal, all over the space. Like, they'll go 50-mile radius sometimes, right?
Yeah,
or more.
Now I have to look up where Freer, Texas is.
Freer, Texas. KBRA, 95.9 FM, Freer, Texas. And I've got to get that on our website. And thank you very much, Joe Spera, for helping us out. He's our affiliates relations. And you're going to love it, KBRA. We're gonna love this. We're a little bit edgy. And we're a little bit this is not boring.
Freer,
just believe me.
Texas.
Yeah, you look
Freer,
it up.
Texas.
While you look it up, Cal, I'm going to talk about what we're going to talk about this 3 hours. You look it up. The latest college admission scandal. There's more going on. We want to talk about that. Why was a father arrested and being possibly prosecuted for something he did, Cal, at the San Diego Zoo? He did. Oh, no, people don't know what's going to happen here. And why is a woman in Tennessee being prosecuted for selling a car? We're going to talk about that.
What?
We're going to talk about Boston, Massachusetts, Boston Marathon bomber is in the legal news again. And I, after studying this a little bit, Cal, I'm usually I'm like, they're appealing, just appeal. Like the Cosby one that I think has a strong appeal, but unfortunately he's getting older as the time appeals go.
Death will be the ultimate justice.
Which in my opinion, I'm going to say it. I've said it 100 times. I think he did not get a fair trial. And I'll say that 100 times.
I agree.
Whether he did something or not wrong, he did not get a fair trial, in my opinion. And the other thing is this Boston Marathon bomber. I'm wondering if there's some issues there too that should have been revealed that didn't. So we're going to talk about that and the latest on that. Harvey Weinstein is in the news again about settlement and some of the lawsuits may be dropped. Johnny Depp's latest appeal in London. Here we go.
Yeah.
This is interesting. We're going to talk about what's going on in Virginia with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard's case. We've got Brad and Jolie. We got Depp. Now we got Brad and Jolie doing it too. So
it never ends, I tell you.
It never ends. And this is the most interesting thing. A drug raid finds some very interesting weapons in a drug raid. We're going to talk about that and the prosecution on that. Students. There's all this. We got so many things to go over, Cal. This is just exciting. I don't need ghosts. So the students are suing University of Oregon and Oregon State, and I'm glad my co-host isn't here because she would cry. She's an Oregon Duck.
Well, yeah, the Ducks. And they're playing today in the suite to try to get into the Elite Eight or in the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I haven't had time to even breathe, let alone
watch
that.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I believe that. But we're going to talk about why there's a very important Supreme Court review of a labor union case. And you think, oh, boring, that's not big. This is a major issue. Starting from 1975, a law that was passed about labor unions, the Supreme Court's going to hear it. And this is, you know, what they call, quote, the more conservative Supreme Court. I'm going to talk about also the interesting thing with the government weighs in. And don't forget, a lot of times they'll file briefs on this. And now it's like, okay, Trump filed a brief. Now that Biden's in, let's cross that brief out. Let's read completely opposite argument.
Different Justice Department.
Different.
Again.
And then we're going to talk about some other.
And I have a case or no case that makes a lot of sense.
Cal, can I get more points than they do today?
Yes, you're here.
It's just me, and I'm the stalwart. You got to help me out.
Every case or no case is going to be 3 points today.
Good boy.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back after this. Cal and I, we're going to do case or no case.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. We're live every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time, at RadioLawTalk.com. Now this.
This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com.
That's S-T-R-A-U-S-S, StraussNaturals.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quick confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car. They'll have you looking sharp.
The old way of living with diabetes is a...
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Boys are weird. That's true.
Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com. Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
More case or no case with a 3-point total for me.
Well, but here's the thing. I didn't tell you the other side of
What's
that.
What's the other side?
Well, since it's 3 points up, if you lose, we deduct a point.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
You have to make it look at me, Cal.
yeah. behind the hermetically sealed glass.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
me by myself.
All by yourself here. Oh, well, let's see
you
how it goes.
Really, you should really take care of me because of that. I'm looking at my co-host seats just vacant because they're whining about something.
By the way, Freer, Texas is east of Houston, south of San Antonio, down in that little tip part of Texas.
Just, oh, really?
It's not right on the tip. But
is
that
it
area.
Kind of country? I mean, is it like a country here?
Well, if it's outside of San Antonio, I'm guessing it's out in that yeah. pompous area, kind of. But I don't yeah. know. Having
Freer,
never been there.
Texas. Freer,
but I'd like to find out. Now let's right. talk about case or no case. Darius Rosalind was a man of, shall we say, limited ambition. He smoked a lot of weed and had a real problem. His mom, Cynthia, told him to get a job and get out of the house or she's going to kick him out. So he got a job as a food delivery driver. You know the kind.
Hell, the guy was 40. I mean, he's still working on his 43, degree.
But yeah, he's yeah. trying yeah. to get out of high school. Yeah. But he, you know the kind. He liked to enjoy his favorite herb as he worked. So, he delivered some groceries to an old couple, and they immediately called the store's delivery coordinator complaining about the smell of marijuana in their food. Oh. They were displeased. The store has a customer relations problem, and Darius got fired. Cynthia thought, wait a minute, there's nothing in the rules of employment about smoking herb. My son has a disability. This helps him. So she went to legal counsel to try to get her son's job back. Besides, she really wants him out of the house as many hours as possible. So I ask you, case, my Mr. friend, Mr. Penny, case or no case?
Well, if she wants,
say you?
I say if she wants him out of the house, yeah, that's right. Go ahead and arrest him and put him in jail for a while.
Exactly.
That's what, if she wants him out of the house, that's for sure. So this is interesting. This is Darren.
Mm-hmm.
And Darren,
Darius.
Darius, and he is... He's working on, and he finally gets a good job and is delivering these groceries. And
let's just say he has needs some style points here. He's,
what's the difference between that if it smells like body odor because he's not, you know, showering or he's got bad breath and it gets in there? I don't know. There's other things that can occur with this. So she sues, or is it he or she? She gets him to sue the...
wants the job back. Went to the grocery store and said, listen, this guy is not doing anything illegal.
Right. Right. Yeah. I got that. Sounds like something going on up near where you live, probably.
Yeah, pretty close, yeah.
Pretty close. Well, I already know the answer. I'm just trying to stall a little bit to try to think if there's anything else I can say intelligent. But
don't want to put any points at risk.
I already know the answer, Cal. But the thing is I'm going to say that more than likely there are rules and regulations and he had to sign an employee, I don't even call it.
An agreement.
Not an agreement, but like rules and regulations that you have to follow.
Policies.
And policies. That's the word. I was looking at policies. So they have policies, and I'll bet a 3 cents, but we don't bet on this show, that it has a policy you're not supposed to smoke, not just marijuana, but you can't smoke cigarettes or anything to cause any odor on the package.
I mean, you're around people's food, for heaven's
sake.
Yeah,
anything. Or there's a number of things. You've got to be clean. You've got to wear a certain uniform. You got to keep your hair a certain way. And I think that he violated that, so he is not going to win on that case. But I think this is a great scenario, but not a case.
You really think that?
It's a scenario, but not a case. But he would lose normally because you just have to follow the policies of the employer. And I don't think it's discriminatory. And I know you said that he's had a disability and he has to smoke marijuana. And they do have
which
those
has
cars.
Been used in court cases before.
No, I know that. I'm not disagreeing. But I don't know that it's going to be in this case.
But it hasn't been used in this case. Congratulations.
Yes! That was all made up by Cal. But it's a scenario. I knew it would be something similar like that. That was very interesting, Cal.
And next time, a Georgia man who's having a little trouble collecting his final paycheck. Next time
Georgia
on
man.
Case or No Case. Yep.
All right. So that's 3 points for me.
Yeah. Congratulations. Way
Woo!
To go.
Wow. Did they get points? Denise kept up. I was gone last week.
Just make sure that she's made aware of the score.
I will text her for sure.
Okay,
so let's talk about what's going on. Here, Cal, I want to talk about two specific things. And if you want to call in and talk about it and give Cal your opinion, you can do it.
Should I roll the news open here or no? I mean, like this.
Now it's time for Radio Law Talk News.
This is a new one, huh? This is kind of a new...
Yeah.
That's a new spot. I like it.
Yeah, that's
do it again.
One.
Let me hear it.
Okay,
I like
here
it.
We go.
Now it's time for Radio...
That's a good one. Now I sound official.
Yeah, you do.
So what's happened is we're back to the college admission scandal. And,
oh boy.
And Cal, let me go through this myself. Let me just lay it out. So those of you who have talked about it, we've talked about it for so many times. You go to RadioLawTalk.com, to our podcast. You can type in college scandal, admission scandal.
Admissions,
you can find all kinds of stuff on it. So one of the final ones are wrapping up the final people that are getting their jail time or pleading is this ex-UCLA coach. He got the highest amount, which is 8 months in prison for his big issue is he was not just allowing students to come into UCLA and giving the money to the sports program. He was pocketing it to buy, apparently he bought too big of a house. He needed money. And he did. He apologized. He said, yeah, I was just in a bad place. I needed the money, so I kept it. What I did was wrong. And so he's been sentenced to 8 months, which, by the way, could mean probably 4 months, Cal, because of
in California, it could mean 4 weeks.
Yeah. No, he's not a violent criminal. Those ones come out in 4 weeks.
Oh, right. He's got to be doing something really bad.
Yeah. And so, I'm gonna throw something out. So, don't forget, he took, $100,000 bribe from that Rick Singer guy who was the main, individual that was heading this up, and also apparently from another family that also was prosecuted.
Well, you remember, Fred, real estate in Los Angeles is very expensive.
It is. So here's what's going on. By the way, Lori Loughlin's out. I didn't know this. Her husband is coming out in April. He'll be done with his sentence.
When you say coming out, you mean out of prison.
Yeah, out of prison, yeah. And so, what I want to do is, and so he's getting 8 months. He's going to go in prison, which means probably 4 months. I want to talk about something. I want to talk about this, the dichotomy of it. We'll be back.
Yeah, the fascinating part is what time would he actually spend in prison? The sentence is irrelevant these days,
right,
isn't it?
Right.
So that's coming up next, right here on Radio Law Talk, on many of your favorite radio stations, and always on RadioLawTalk.com anytime. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PENNEY-Lawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast, 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The man who sold the gun used in the Colorado shooting, shocked and heartbroken,
John Mark Eagleton owns the store where Ahmad Elisa bought a Ruger AR-556 less than a week before allegedly killing 10 people in a Boulder grocery store. Eagleton says the 21-year-old Elisa passed a background check, and the Colorado Bureau of Investigations approved the sale. Meanwhile, investigators continue searching for a motive into Monday's shooting. Boulder County District Attorney Michael Daugherty making a pledge yesterday.
To the victims, families, and to this community, I promise you that we work tirelessly to make sure that the right thing happens in that case. That is my firm and solemn commitment, and everyone in this building, everyone connected to this investigation, shares that determination and focus.
Elisa charged with 10 counts of murder, more charges pending. Daugherty says the trial will likely take at least a year. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is no fun. Who told you that?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Yeah, I was just on the phone during the break with actually talking to probation officers and stuff. Because I'm always trying to get the latest.
Okay. Is your probation officer trying to track you down again?
Yeah, no, he's not.
What about the bracelet? Doesn't that work?
Yeah, it does. So this is what we just got done talking about, these UCLA coaches getting 8 months right. in prison for the scandal. And you're going to see me throw a wrench in this. And then you get Lori Loughlin a number of months and paying fines, or husband got one of the longer ones. I think it's around 6 months, but this is the longest one so far, is 8 months in prison for trying to, you know, allow people to get into college, easily with money, extra money. Now, let me repeat myself. I'm not in any way backing these people up.
So are you in any way backing these people up?
No. And what I'm trying to tell you is, but I'm wondering about putting these people in prison. And
why?
This is why.
Why?
Okay, they did bad things. Why don't you put them in prison? Let me talk to you about a story that occurred this summer.
Okay.
And I've got the article, and I've actually called some police officers. It's over, and I kind of...
about it now and not
right.
hurt anybody.
Right, right. So apparently this past summer, up in the Northern California area, a wonderful man, a doctor out of Danville, California, which is the Bay Area, and he's got children, his son, and his poor wife, is, by the way, with stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, decided to take his son up to the mountains and enjoy a nice time.
Many people in California do. Many people think of California as Los Angeles with beaches and surfers.
Right.
It is that. But it's also some beautiful rugged country.
So he buys a new Jeep. He's excited. He wants to go. His 15-year-old son. He goes up to the mountains. He heads up there and goes on this area. And these trails that, by the way, I know and I've been there.
So this is a 15-year-old son.
15-year-old
teenager,
son.
Right.
Okay. Sitting in the passenger seat, driving his Jeep, right? He's cruising along. They kind of get lost. They're up in the mountains. They're looking for the lakes. They're beautiful. This is the Sierra Nevada Mountains. And they see from a distance a four-wheeler coming. And so he pulls off kind of where there's the trail breaks off and pulls over the side to ask this individual, you know, riding.
Where am I?
Am I? I want to make sure I'm at the right place. And he pulls up, the guy steps out, and he goes to talk to him. The guy pulls a pistol out and shoots him right in the head. Boom. Kills him. The boy, 15-year-old boy, runs away, runs up into the mountains, gets away from the guy, and hides out for 30 hours up in the mountains. And he's able to, he had his cell phone in his pocket with him. He's able to at least call his mom and the police, tell him what happened, and they're able to, after 30 hours, find him. Well, they finally catch this felon, by the way, who had stolen.
He had a history.
Yeah. And he had a history and was let out of jail because guess what? Now, I don't know all the details, but I know that he should have still maybe been in prison. You know, I don't know, but he was recently let out, had issues, had prior issues with assaults.
But was he so he was classified as a violent felon? Because what happened in California very quickly is they took the categories of crimes that used to be felonies, and they changed many of those to misdemeanors.
Right.
And then they said, look, violent crime is down because they changed the definition of violent crime.
Well, and not only that, the jails are getting full. They really are. They're so full. They've got to let people out, and there's COVID issues, too. And so this guy was apparently let out where kind of left. Instead of the prisons were too full, he was let out. And again, don't call me. I don't know all the details.
We don't know what. Yeah,
we don't know all the details, but he shouldn't have been left out.
Right.
And guess what?
Well, that's obvious. Right.
He murders a wonderful man and a family man, and yet we're pushing these people out to put in. And again, we're stay politically neutral here, but I'm telling you, we're putting these people in that are not going to go shoot someone in the head, to my knowledge, or the likeliness of them shooting someone in the head is lower.
Here's the problem. We have the political figures in California who have made a choice that say, we have too many people in prison, so rather than putting the people in prison and assuring the safety of the people who don't belong in prison, we're just going to let the felons out. That's the real problem, and I'm not trying to be political about it, but that is the actual fact. That's what they've said. Well, you know, we have too many people in prison. Well, that means we have too many lawbreakers. Safety of the public is more important than how many people we have in prison. I mean, look at this doctor. What did he do?
Nothing. And a wonderful family. And my point is, and apparently this person had some psychological issues, and some say, oh, that's the problem, is they shouldn't be in jail. They should be in the hospital. Maybe. Whatever it is.
He shouldn't be out riding in the mountains.
Don't be letting them out,
right.
You know.
Exactly.
And that's the issue. And he kills this wonderful doctor and wonderful family man.
And, you know, so what kind of punishment would they do for someone who is obviously guilty of this financial crime? They copped a plea. They admitted to it. They knew they were going to get punished. What should they have done?
What they should do, they should have an ankle bracelet and go home. And I hate to say that, but I know that sounds bad, but our prisons are so full right now, Cal.
We could build a new one.
Yeah, we could build more, but right now they're full. And the problem is we've got to, these violent criminals need to stay in, and the nonviolent ones need to have an ankle bracelet in general. I'm just saying, everything, you got to look at every single situation.
I get it.
But the more I see all these college scandal people going to prison, sitting in prison, it's like, okay, let's let this guy out and shoot this violent that's going to kill someone. You know, there's a big difference.
You make a valid point, but I think we have a value system that is askew, where people don't understand the purpose of prison is to take bad guys out of the general public so they can't do just what happened. Now, there may be better ways.
Yes.
There may be rehab. There may be there may be better ways. If that's true, okay, find them and prove them. If a guy needs psychological counseling, say, you know what? While you're in jail, you're going to undergo psychological counseling.
Right.
Right? Or if you need rehab, while you're in jail, you're going to get rehabilitative services or whatever it may be. I mean, that may make way too much sense. And you're you're right about these people that haven't really hurt anyone in a physical sense, but they have to pay a penalty.
Of course they've got to pay. And I don't disagree with that. Yeah, right. And it's got to hurt them. And they say, oh, they stay at home. It doesn't hurt them. I'd rather have that than someone being shot in the head right. by a felon that's let out that shouldn't be out.
I mean, and if you think about it, everybody in California stayed at home. They've been in prison for the last
year.
That's
exactly right. Oh, well, you should have gone, where's the ch-ch-ch on that one?
I should have, shouldn't I?
All right, let's roll on past that. Let's talk about this father arrested. It's allegations. Yes, thanks. That was great. There's allegations on San Diego Zoo. So this is what's really interesting. Man. Another one that is arrested and put in jail. I'm kind of saying to myself, yeah, that's why I'm on this today. I knew what happened.
Are you on a no jail kick today?
I'm just on, this is a dad with a kid that's going to be put in jail, supposedly. And I'm saying to myself, again, and I keep thinking back of this murder, and I'm saying, why was he let out? And this guy, the dad, what he did was wrong. He apparently broke into the zoo, the elephants, wanted his daughter, little 2-year-old daughter, to see.
He wanted his selfie with the elephants.
He wanted a selfie with the elephants, okay? And he's wrong. What he did was wrong. And so he's in there, and they apparently it upset the elephants, and I think the elephants are going to be okay, by the way. They're worried about
they're undergoing elephant counseling.
Yes, undergoing elephant counseling because this guy came and got in, and don't get me wrong, he should not have done that, and he went through two fences. And the police grabbed him,
and the people outside are yelling, "Dude, don't go in there! Get out of there, man! What are you crazy like that?"
Well,
right,
anyway, between you and I, he is stupid to do that. Yeah. There's no doubt,
obviously.
And actually, he, as he saw the elephant starting to get upset, he took off and ran from the exhibit and dropped his daughter. Was able to pick her back up,
which would, of course, make an elephant want to charge.
Yes.
And I don't mean with a visa. Right,
that's exactly right. And so everything turned out, by the way, okay. He went out and was able to take his daughter out. He was stupid what he did. But now they're arresting him. He's out on a $100,000 bail for child cruelty charges, among other things. And I'm not saying this guy does not need to be prosecuted for something, but are we going to put the elephant man in jail and let the guy out that shoots the doctor in the head?
We're going to build more cells and put away the bad guys.
Yeah, he's a bad guy. He walked in and saw the elephants and made them upset. So my point is we're going to see what happens with this. No one was injured in the incident. The elephants had to go through counseling for about maybe a week or two.
So they were damaged, but not injured.
but this is a big deal, man. They're making this a big, huge deal. So now, if you break in and go see the elephants or the giraffes, you're going to go to jail. And again, this we are law and order. But my problem is, Cal, it's skewed, the law and order.
Well, you know something, Fred? It's jail skewed. Is not the answer to everything.
No, I agree.
I came from a place in Idaho, and you know how they did justice there. If a kid got his car and went and knocked over the tombstones in the cemetery, he was out there fixing them.
Yeah.
Whatever damage he did, he was out there fixing it. That's just the way things went at that time, because the punishment fit the crime. Instead of trying to apply a universal punishment to every crime, that may be part of the problem. I don't know.
Well, we're going to talk next about something that's also interesting. A woman selling a car, why the allegations are that she may be charged with homicide. We're going to talk about that. Yeah?
What?
Yeah, because she sold a car. We'll be back after these wonderful messages from our sponsors.
For whom we are grateful. So, selling a car and homicide, that means you got a bad deal on the car, right?
Might have been.
Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming right up, right here. Don't go away.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake. That's true.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
So you put your car up for sale, and by the way, Cal, if you could just see this picture, Cal's laughing through that because my feet are up on the desk and I'm leaning back and relaxing.
Well, you need to learn to relax, Fred.
Well,
that's so important.
Know, yeah. So just picture this, Cal. Okay. You got your car for sale.
All right.
And someone shows up and wants to buy your car.
Sure.
By the way, you're a homeless person. Also, that's not a positive or negative.
Wait,
but
the seller is a homeless person?
The seller is a homeless person.
Okay.
And is selling their car. And it is, I'm not going to call it the nicest car in the world. And an individual person walks up and says, I'd like to buy your car. Okay, I'll give it to you. It barely runs, and it's not in very good condition, but it runs. And I'll give it to you for $80.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
my gosh.
Well, that seems fair enough.
$80, that's fair enough at all. Yeah. Now, let's see. You look like, wait a minute. You have like one of those cheesy fake mustaches that are barely coming in. Maybe, should I check to see how old you are?
You mean the car seller has a cheat or the buyer?
No, the buyer. I'm talking about the buyer. You know, the car seller. I'm the car seller. Okay. Pretend I'm the car seller.
So I'm the guy with the cheesy mustache that looks like I'm 12.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm like, you know what? I'm saying that's the want to try to grow a mustache. Nah, give me a, give me the $80. Here's the keys. Have at it. So guess what happens? That individual was actually 13 years old.
Oh, boy.
And so this lady...
What state was this?
This is in Tennessee.
That's Tennessee.
Okay. And this lady decided to sell her car.
So he's old enough to marry his cousin, is the point.
We have affiliates in Tennessee.
I was kidding, and they know it. Come on. Okay, go ahead.
Give me a kid, something like kid.
I need a kiddie bump. Yeah, that wasn't a good one, was it?
Okay. Let's figure it out.
Radio Law
Talk. Yeah.
I like
that. No, give me one of the new kitty bumps.
Are you serious? Red rules. Who told you that?
Who told you that?
Okay, who told you that?
Who told you that?
That's exactly right.
Fair enough. Okay.
So what happens is she gives the keys to this 13-year-old. 13-year-old goes cruising around driving, obviously not very well at what this individual driver...
Unskilled driver at 13.
Well, they're not saying the name of this driver. Mm-hmm. And... hits and kills a man, a 70-year-old man. And so now what's happening, this lady by the name of Russell, who's homeless, was arrested on Wednesday, and they're charging her with homicide.
Well, so apparently in Tennessee they're saying it's your responsibility to vet the buyer of a vehicle when you sell it?
I don't know. No, not vet, but when they're 13, I think that's an issue. It's called vehicular homicide by reckless driving without a license. Let's back up. So it's a vehicular homicide by reckless driving without a license and no proof of insurance against the 13-year-old, but that's in juvenile court. But Russell, they're going to – I didn't hear about this. I wish Todd was here. He's the man that handles criminal cases.
He could call us and tell us.
Well, nah, we don't need him. So, but anyway, they're charging this lady by the last name of Russell. She's 37 years old with vehicular homicide.
How does that make sense?
I'm on the fence on this one, Cal. I'm on the fence. I really am.
I mean, I know the kid is a juvenile. I understand that.
He's 13. I could see if you sold it to a 17-year-old and you thought they were 18, but a 13-year-old, how the heck do you sell a car and give the keys to a car to a 13-year-old? That's what I want.
Because there are some rather large 13-year-olds that look more mature than you would think, or maybe who could pull that off.
But you know what? I don't think they showed... Because of his age, they're not showing the 13-year-old or anything about him.
So we don't know how tall he was.
But I think what it came down to is, and this is all allegations. I'm going to put it in quotes, allegations at this time. But you know, I don't know how that she sold the car to him. I could see her saying, "Give me $80, I'll let you take it for a test drive or cruise around."
Well, but remember, she's a homeless person, perhaps in desperation for cash, and found somebody to buy her piece of junk clunker,
or at least drive it. They're saying they're alleging that she sold it to him, and I don't know how you could sell a car for $80. Did she sign over the back of the pink slip? She probably didn't even have a pink slip with her, so I don't know what's going on. But the fact is that it's sad because this 13-year-old driver it's a Dodge Dart, hits the 70-year-old man,
tragedy came out of it. That's the thing we know.
Kills the guy. So, and the worst part about it too, not worse, but even more to add insult to injury, is a 71-year-old. You know, his family suing for wrongful death. Who are they going to sue? You know,
yeah, where are they going to get money?
Yeah, they're not going to be able to. I'm sure there's no insurance on that car, and the 13-year-old probably has nothing, and neither does a homeless person. So they're victims here, the victims of the 71-year-old.
Sad story.
But anyways, that's how it is. If you're a woman that you're selling your car to a 13-year-old, my advice, but we don't give advice on the show, but I would say...
You should consider it.
You should maybe look and determine, hey, now, do you have a driver's license?
I see it?
Yeah, and I know what. Yeah, I know your voice is really high right now, but I'm sure it's just because you're a great singer.
So here's my question: so the kid buys a car,
right?
What is the insurance gap? Well, let's say he did. What's the insurance gap? The lady who, homeless person probably didn't have insurance, but if she did, when does her coverage stop and his have to begin? At registration? Does it do it on sale? Is there any coverage out there in the unlikely event she had insurance?
Good question. Okay, what happens Oh, you cut me off. There we
Sorry.
Go. Okay.
Go
so what normally happens, Cal, is and every state's different. You got to check. Once you buy a new car, okay, let's say you're a buyer.
Okay.
You buy a new car. There's a time period where you're automatically covered under your existing insurance for the new car.
Huh.
It used to be 30 days in most states. Some states now are not, or some states and or insurance companies, depends on the insurance company, it'll only be 15 days. And if you don't get it insured under your policy in 15 days, then it's not covered. And so you've got issues there. You got to make sure that it gets covered. So people always panic. Oh my gosh, I go get the insurance. Usually check. You have a grace period in order to get it insured. I mean, it's already insured. It's insured under your existing policy.
And most people just call their agent when they leave the
That's
lot.
That's exactly
and say,
right.
Would you go ahead and switch this
and,
over?
And you know what I tell people to do? I always tell people this. Don't just call your agent. Email them also. So that way if, whoops, we forgot to put it on. And then guess what? Oh, no, you didn't tell us to put it on. Here's my email.
Happened to a relative of mine with renter's insurance that got his house burned down in the most recent fires up in Northern California.
Yes.
They said, oh, well, you may have told us to change this over, but we didn't do it.
Yeah, no, that happens,
that's
Cal.
Crazy.
That's why you always have to follow up with emails or letters or whatever. And I tell people that all the time. So if you get a new car, you make sure that you email and call your agent of your existing policy with your existing cars. Now, here's the other issue, another problem, is a lot of times when you sell your car and you sign over the pink slip, a lot of times they don't transfer it.
People don't get it registered.
They don't get it registered for a long time, and it's in your name. But what you want to do is when you sign it over, you make sure you get a copy of that, and also you have a little contract. You know, I don't care if it's a little thing that says, I, Fred Penny, sold my car to you, Cal Hunter.
A bill of sale, yeah.
For this, yeah. You can handwrite it if you have to.
Yeah,
and
then
sign and date, and you've got to get all that evidence and keep it. And that way, when they get in an accident, because this has happened, they take your car, it's in your name, they get in an accident, and they're going, well, we're suing you. No, I sold it. Well, show us the proof. Not just handing you cash, but here's the bill of sale that we made up handwritten. Here's where I signed on the back of the pink slip, a copy of it, and all that stuff. So you've got to have all that proof.
Many states, like California, have forms available through the DMV online. If you want to do a bill of sale, you can get those forms out, print them out, and fill them out.
And I agree. I'm just doing at the minimum do
just
that.
Just to give yourself a paper trail.
And that's what happens. So in this case, even though she had no insurance and the 13-year-old probably had no insurance, make sure when you buy your car that happens. And when you're buying someone else's car, make sure that you get it on your insurance.
Take care of business. Get it registered.
So when we come back, I mean, I don't want to get into this now, but we're going to talk about the Boston Marathon bomber and what's going on with that. And I have studied and reviewed this case again and the appeals on this case. And there's a few times that I always say to myself, you know, it just depends. It's always depends. There's two sides to both arguments. But I'm telling you, the defendant in this case that is in jail.
Unsympathetic though he is.
Yes, but I mean, but don't forget, this is not about whether he's going to get out of jail.
Right.
It's whether or not he has the death penalty or not.
Right.
And the death penalty was overturned, and for some reasons that are very interesting that I would say, yeah, we got to think about that. So we're gonna talk about that when we come back. We're going to have another case or no case where Fred Penny can get three more points and catch up or actually get past my co-hosts that are sleeping on the job. We'll be back after this and hear from our wonderful sponsors.
Stay tuned. This is Radio Law Talk. We'll be back next hour starting at 6 minutes after. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.